Greetings, Shell and Neville FIR listeners. This is Michael Netzley in Singapore. This week in Asia, I was rather fascinated to discover how the world's ed tech scene is largely being tested and developed here in Asia. The article I picked up is titled, How Asia is Emerging as the World's Ed Tech Laboratory. And the gist of the article is captured very well in the opening paragraph, and I quote, if the U.S. is the world's education technology leader, Asia is fast becoming its most critical testing ground, and the reasons are unambiguous. Asia has the world's largest pool of K-12 and college enrollments with acute need for further educational access. Deep internet and social media penetration, hyper-competitive examination systems, and a wide dispersion of household affordability all work together to explain why the EdTech testing is happening here in Asia. Now, as I went a little bit deeper into the article, there really were some fascinating statistics. First of all, the education market here in Asia just simply dwarfs that of the United States, and the magnitude of difference is about 10 times greater here in Asia Pacific. And according to an OECD report, of the 204 million people around the world who are aged 25 to 34, by 2020, Asia will account for well over 55% of them. And in terms of the actual development of education technology, Asia basically can claim leadership in areas such as game-based education, mobile learning, and social-based learning. And specifically, here's some, again, just a few more statistics. Asia will account for 23% of the self-paced e-learning market by 2018. Mobile or m-learning is expected to rocket from $2.3 billion in 2014 to $12.3 billion in 2020. The $247 billion global language market is dominated by Asian students. That's where the demand is coming from. And Asia finally is expected to drive an estimated 64% of global games revenue and 27% of the global simulation-based learning market, what many of us would call serious games. And, well, if we think about it, many of the companies are also coming out of Asia, and this is really a reflection of a trend that I have shared previously and over the years. If we think about the many social media or internet companies that have grown out of Asia and become well-known names, WeChat, Baidu, Cyworld out of South Korea. Well, this kind of localized technology development, we're now seeing the same thing happening in education. So I'll share the link for that article for anybody who's interested, but I thought that was very interesting. And as a point of contrast, not everything with regards to the internet here in Asia is leading edge and forward looking. A very interesting article in The Economist called Why South Korea is Really an Internet Dinosaur. And they begin by setting up the contrast very well. South Korea likes to think of itself as a world leader when it comes to the internet, writes The Economist. It boasts the world's swiftest average broadband speed. The government has recently announced that it will upgrade to a 5G network, making downloads 1,000 times speedier than they are now, and the rate of internet penetration is amongst the highest in the world. Yet, as a contrast, last year, the Freedom House, an American NGO, ranked South Korea's internet as only partly free. And here are some points that would go to this. First of all, every week, portions of the Korean web are taken down by government censors. Last year, according to economists, 23,000 Korean web pages were deleted, and another 63,000 were blocked. And they go on to say that the government is stepping up its monitoring of social media. A special subcommittee on social media was established in 2011, and the following year, 2012, asked for 4,500 comments on Twitter and Facebook to be removed. That was a 13-fold increase. And last year, the number of comments deleted increased to 6,400. So despite the phenomenal infrastructure, it sounds like that we, in effect, have software or the public, the governmental regulation, which maybe isn't quite as forward-looking. And that is the news this week in Asia. This has been Michael Netzley in Singapore. And until next week, take care.